am Melissa Peek. I'm with the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office, and I'm bringing that good news that it's that time of year.
It's tax time. Well, and about this, here, look, it's a good thing if you want to get them over with, if you want to get it done so that it doesn't mess with your Christmas and you get to save a little money.
That is correct. And November 1st is the first day that you can pay your taxes. And I'm going to repeat that. November 1st is the first day that you can pay your taxes.
Love that.
They will not be mailed out until October the 30th.
Okay.
And once they're mailed out, if you haven't received your bill by, say, November the 8th, November the 9th, somewhere in there, you can either visit our website to see what your bill is, or you can give us a call at the office and we will look that up for you. With that being said, we only look them up for the actual property owners.
Okay.
We don't look them up for third parties like your mortgage company or anything like that. We just look them up for the property owner.
Oh, that's a good thing. And you guys started being able to do a lot of that online last year, and that was crazy.
We use Facebook still, of course. We have our Facebook presence. However, we did develop a website. It's been about a year, and CaldwellCountySheriff.ky.gov is the website. You can find your tax information. You can find CCDW information. You can find the special vehicle inspection information. There's just a lot of different things. Phone numbers, we have phone numbers of the local officials and things like that. So if you're just perusing, you can look at our website. The main thing is the tax bills so that people can look those up so that they can see without, because we all know those little cards tend to pull disappearing acts, or they're not very noticeable, which brings me to this. This year, something new with our tax cards. It's still a postcard. However, the 2025 Caldwell County property tax heading is highlighted in bright yellow. Next year, it will be blue. So we're going to do yellow for odd years and blue for even years so that you know if you've got the right tax bill.
What a great idea.
Yeah, that's something. I don't know why we didn't think about that earlier, but I'm hoping that it really
it's
does
simple,
help.
It's simple, but I think it will help.
Draws your attention
to
it. So you just don't end up trashing it like you
I've
do
done
with
it before.
Somebody. Oh, I have too.
I mean, and then you go digging through the trash under the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Oh, that's a lovely time.
But it happens. And these days, you know, if it makes it to the mailbox, sometimes getting it from the mailbox to the house is a challenge.
Absolutely. And they're small. I mean, they're postcard size, and most people today probably don't even know what postcards are.
But I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
I mean, we don't send them like we used to.
No.
So, but we're trying to draw a little bit of attention to it just to go, oh, hey, it's here, you know. But anyway, November 1st, you can start paying your taxes. And November 1 through November the 30th, you do get a 2% discount, which adds up.
It does.
December the 1st through December the 31st is face value. January 1st, we start the 5% penalty, which goes through the 31st of January. Then February 1st through April the 15th is a 21% penalty. So if at all possible, you really want to get it paid before that February, because that adds up a lot.
That adds up a lot.
It does. And if it gets transferred after April 15th, they're declared delinquent and they're sent to the county clerk's office. So if it gets transferred on top of that 21%, you're going to incur more penalties and interest. And then they will start incurring interest monthly. Mm. So try to, I always tell people April 15th we know as tax day.
Yeah.
So just make sure that in your brain that April the 15th, hey, do I have my property taxes paid? Just to save yourself some money and save yourself the grief of the extra.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, look, I'm not going to say, we've been at both ends of the spectrum where we couldn't pay it at the very beginning. I mean, we had kids running out our ears, you know. So, I mean, it's understandable, and they're not looking down their nose at you.
Absolutely not.
They understand that life works and life happens, so you might need a day or two, you know.
One of the things that I try to tell people who may start a conversation with me about them being due in November, take out a Christmas Club account and take your bill and kind of divide that by 12 and put in each month, you're literally making payments on your tax bill. Christmas clubs pay out at the end of October. November 1, there's your property taxes.
That is the best idea I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Because it makes it affordable. And I don't know why, none of us ever thought about that, but that is the best idea. Because a lot of times, if it's 10, 15 bucks, you don't feel it. You know, not really.
And if you're paid weekly or even biweekly or whatever the case may be, you can still have that little dab of money just taken out. You don't miss it if it's not there.
Right.
And then November 1st, you can go, oh, I can pay my taxes.
You're paying yourself to pay your taxes.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of those Christmas club accounts actually have a little interest built into them, too.
Yeah.
So you're making your money work for you.
Absolutely.
Your tax money work
for you. We like that.
So do we have exemptness this year?
We do. And the good thing with the homestead exemption, and it's called that, albeit it's for people 65 years of age and older. If you turn 65 this year, you will be able to apply for that. Or if you're 100% disabled. If any of those apply, you need to go to the PVA office, fill out the paperwork. You don't want to pay your taxes and then realize, oh, hey, I could have gotten a severe reduction in this. So, which brings to the point.
And by the way, it's a pretty penny, too.
This year it went up. So, for 25 and 26, it's $49,100. That's going to be deducted from the assessed value of your property. Now, if your property is $45,000, you're not going to owe anything. If your property is $50,000, you're going to pay taxes on $900 versus the entire $50,000. That's a really good thing that we really try to make people understand that it will help them. If you're 65, if you turn 65 this year, come to the PVA office, fill that paperwork out, and your taxes are going to be reduced instantly.
Well, if you say, well, look, that's nowhere near the price of a house or whatever. We understand that.
Right.
But just think, if it's, you know, $149,000 that you're paying taxes on and suddenly, oh, well, it's 100 now.
That's correct.
That's huge. That's
absolutely
a good chunk of money.
It is.
During a government shutdown, or how does that work with our taxes, Melissa?
It doesn't work. We are state and local government. So the federal shutdown does not affect us.
Ta-da. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to remember with a lot of things, too, like
it
our
is.
Clerk and different things like that. That's state. That doesn't
that
have
correct.
Anything state to do with the
state and local
other
government
stuff.
Is under a different umbrella than what federal government is. The courthouse is open. We are doing business every single day, 8-4, Monday through Friday. So we're there to serve whatever needs may come about, even if you just have questions. You know, taxes confuse a lot of people. So if you've got questions, we're more than willing to answer any of those questions that you may have, whether it's what the assessed value of your property is. We're going to get you to the right place, which just so happens to be right directly across the hallway.
It's pretty convenient.
It's about 4 steps from us. So we can answer some of those questions that people may have that maybe they don't know that that's available to them. So we try to do that. One of the other things that I want to point out this year, speaking of state government and federal government, state holidays this year is Christmas Day and the day after Christmas,
okay,
and New Year's Day and the day after New Year's. The Caldwell County Courthouse is going to be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. The Sheriff's Office is going to be open Christmas Eve as well as New Year's Eve. We are going to observe the state holiday schedule.
Okay.
So we will be closed Christmas Day and the 26th, and we will be closed January 1 and January 2.
I gotcha.
So that's a little different than what we normally do, because we are normally closed Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. But this year we're going to go with the state holiday schedule, and so we're going to be open those days.
Well, that gives a lot of folks an opportunity. Maybe you're off for work on those days, and you can actually go in and pay them those times.
Those who want to physically come into the office and pay your bill, that is always available to you. We are not going to be open any Saturdays this year, and we're not going to stay late any days this year. We've done that now for several years. It's just not something that is utilized.
Okay.
Therefore, it's really a moot point. We do have the drop box, which is on the east side of the courthouse. You can drop your tax bill. Please don't put cash in there. But you can drop your tax bill in there with a check or money order or cashier's check. We check it every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. And if your bill, if it is November the 30th and you put that bill in that drop box, you will get the 2% discount.
Okay.
If it is December the 1st and you put your bill in there, you will not get the 2% discount.
I gotcha.
We do check it. The sheriff comes by and takes everything out so that we have a clean rolling period for the next phase of whatever the taxes may be. So we do check it. We do take them out, and we keep those separate from everybody, because if you've put it in there, we want you to be able to get that discount. If you've put it in there, we don't want you to have a penalty because you've put it in there. So that is something else that's worked out very well, actually, to have that drop box.
Yeah. Well, and look, if they're not utilizing the extra hours or whatever, then there's no sense in you guys coming in and spending your, what could be a good weekend, you know, with your family.
Right.
And you're just sitting there waiting on nobody to show up.
I think in years past, and we've tried a couple of Saturday half days, we've tried multiple extended hours till 6 o'clock, and in the course of all of those, we may have had 15 people.
Oh, okay.
So it's just really not conducive to paying people to be there when we're not using it. And let's face it, sometimes people can't even get there at 6 o'clock if they work out of town.
Yeah.
So the drop box has kind of eliminated the need for that. And it's always there, 24/7.
Well, and again, you've taken away the fears of the drop box. If
right.
Sheriff Weedman is emptying that every day, mm-hmm. And I promise you, if that man says he's gonna.
He's gonna. As soon as we get there every morning, we take everything out throughout the day. Now, sometimes in November, that may not be the case, because November, we're knee-deep in people, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We like it that way. The days go by really quick.
Yeah,
but we do check it in the evening, and then anytime there's a cutoff phase, whether it's November the 30th, December the 31st, whatever it may be, he comes back usually at midnight and pulls everything out so that we have a good, clean start to the next phase of the taxes.
Okay, well, once they're paid, if we're not doing it in person, will mm-hmm. we receive any kind of a receipt for that?
Two ways to get a receipt.
Okay.
So if you pay by mail, and yes, that's still a thing, people still can mail their bills in. If you mail your bill in and you want a receipt, you need to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to mail that receipt back to you.
Okay.
Or you can go online and pull your bill up, and it's going to have a big red stamp that says paid, and you can print it off online. So whichever way you choose to do that, it's there for you to use.
I love that, because like even if you utilize the Dropbox, you know, you're not really seeing somebody in person. So that's a way to get your receipt for your own
Correct.
Records. Or sometimes it just feels good for, you know, your own mind to see that red paid thing, because mm-hmm. then you know it's done.
Absolutely. Mistakes happen. We don't like for them to happen, but sometimes I've done it with other bills, you know, where I didn't get a receipt, and now I'm a little conscientious about I want a receipt in hand because I want to make sure that it says that it's paid.
That's right.
Same thing applies if you put it into the Dropbox. If you want us to mail you a receipt, just stick that self-addressed stamped envelope in there, and we will mail you a receipt right out.
Now, speaking of mailing, mm-hmm. we have some mm-hmm. cutoffs on. Look, we know what jokes you play here, people. they're no stranger to the tricks. They know what you're doing. So what is our cutoffs for postage and all of that stuff?
A lot of people do not realize that there is a difference between a postmark and a desk stamp. I wouldn't realize that either if I didn't collect taxes. A postmark is what we are going to look at.
Yeah.
A desk stamp is when it is stamped at the desk at the post office. Those should coincide with each other, the dates on them. If there is a desk stamp on there and there's a postmark that's 2 weeks later, we're not going to accept the desk stamp. We are going to go by what the postmark says.
And that's when you place it in the mailbox and the people are delivering it, they stamp it.
Correct.
That's when that is.
Thankfully, we've not had a whole lot of over the last few years. We have run into that a little bit. We have run into things being metered and it not being mailed for several weeks, or it's made a trip around the United States for a few weeks, and that happens too. As long as that postmark is within the phase that that tax bill is, you will receive whatever discount or face value or whatever that is supposed to be during that time frame, because we will look at those postings. Actually, I have to keep the envelope. So if on December the 8th, I get one that is postmarked November the 25th, and I have to take it back to November, I have to keep that envelope to show that I just didn't do that out of the goodness of my heart. I have to keep that for our records and for our auditing purposes.
Look, if you put it in the drop box, it's free postage.
That's right.
Right? So at the same effort it took to put it in the mail at the post office, you could have dropped it in the drop box.
Well, the courthouse is centrally located, so it is something that...
Got better parking than the post office, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, on some days. That could be debatable on some days for sure. But
what is the best day to come to the court? Because you're the one that's there every day, you know. Like, if I was going to come to do my taxes and stuff, what's the best time of day or the best day of the week to do that? Because we have court on certain days, right?
We do. And a lot of times we have court, some form of court, every day.
Okay.
Thursday seems to be a little bit slower on court dates. Fridays are sometimes slower.
Okay.
Mondays and Tuesdays, the first Tuesday of every month is our big court date. If you can avoid that, which will be November the 4th, by the way, if you can avoid that date, that would probably be beneficial to you to try and avoid it, because that's going to be a big court date. Usually the first Tuesday of every month is the big date.
So Wednesday, Thursday, and not the first few days of the month is the best time. As far as during the day, what do you think?
Early afternoon.
Okay.
Early afternoon seems to work.
I don't think it's going to take you a ton of time to do anything at the sheriff's office for any time of the day. I don't know. She's going to get you in and out.
We try. I mean, there might be a little bit of a wait. To be honest, those waits usually come because we're waiting on a machine to do what it needs to do.
No, that's true. But there are some peak times and that you probably don't want to go. So I thought I'd ask you about that this time. Because
3:30 in the afternoon is a really busy time.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting off from work. They're going to run by, which is fine. We have no issues with that. But if you're looking for more of a convenient time to do so, earlier or midday.
Can we pay online?
No.
Okay.
We do not offer payments online. We offer the bill to be looked up online, to be printed, but we do not offer payments online.
Can we pay with a card?
You can pay with a card in person.
Okay.
So if you come into the sheriff's office and you want to pay with your debit card, or if you want to pay with your credit card, however you want to do it, we will gladly accept that payment. There is a convenience fee. It's 2.5%. We do not get any of that money. That is strictly a convenience for using that card.
You're paying for a luxury.
You're paying for a luxury. If your bill is $60 or less, it's a $1.50 charge. It's not the 2.5. But we do have people obviously use our card, because we're a society that we carry plastic instead.
I don't carry cash.
See,
I'm awful.
A lot of people do not.
My kids will go, actually, Abby did the other day, "Hey, Mom, can I borrow $10? Well, you can, but it's a card.
Mm.
Mama don't have none.
And on the heels of that, yes, we do take cash.
See, I love that. You guys have really tried to make it as easy as you possibly can. We're going to put all of this stuff in a nice little neat thing.
I will put this on our Facebook page. It's already on the website. Another thing I need to add, though, is if you pay by check or money order or a cashier's check. It has to be the exact amount.
Okay.
We do not give change for a check that is written for more than the amount.
Gotcha.
Keep that in mind. That is one of the things I think in the course of a tax season that I end up sending more letters and returning payments, because your bill is $302 and you've written it for $310 and I can't give you that $8 change.
Right.
So we're going to send it back and go, we need $302. So
I know that seems crazy to some folks, but they're not cash people. They're not the bank. They're not doing that. What they're doing is collecting taxes. And this is city and county both put together.
It is. The city taxes have been, if you live in the city limits of Princeton, your city taxes are on the tax bill that you receive with your county taxes. And it's been that way, I believe, now for about 4 years. It's working out very well. People enjoy being able to come to one place and not having to worry about having two separate bills to pay. It's one-stop shop. Pretty much everything. We've talked about the credit cards. The homestead exemption, that's a big one this year because it did go up. Checks, money orders, exact amount. The box on the east side of the courthouse, it's literally, if you're looking at the door, it's literally to your right. It's on the courthouse. It is attached to the courthouse.
Which side's the east side?
The east side is across from the job table. Another thing is, if you have an escrow, if you have a mortgage company, you pay your escrow through your mortgage. We do not send your bills to your escrow company.
Okay.
We only send bills to the property owner. We don't send them to the bank. We don't send them to the escrow company. And the reason for that, which I get a little aggravated sometimes because they don't have to see it. But if you have a mortgage and you're paying your escrow, and you pay your mortgage off, and your tax bill is going to the escrow company, the first year that you have paid your mortgage off and you no longer have an escrow, your tax bill is going to go to John Q. Bank.
Okay.
And they're going to get it, and they're going to type it in, and they're like, we don't have an escrow for this account. And it gets shredded, and you don't get a bill. And you've not been paying that bill because the escrow has been going there.
Yeah.
And you're going to be really upset when you come in and it's the penalty phase because you didn't receive a tax bill.
Yep.
This is why we do not send them to escrow companies, because it's always better for the property owner to lay eyes on it. All you have to do is send it to your escrow company. Most of those companies, unless it's a really small one, gets those bills anyway, as far as they go to the website and pull the bills, or they get a disc from PBA, whatever it may be. But that is something that we do run into, people not realizing that, or they'll call and say, I got a tax bill, but it's escrowed. Just forward it to your escrow company.
And I think there's a lot of folks that have to go through that every year too. So
there are.
And if you just purchased your home and your address has changed, I mean, make sure that they know where to send it.
That's a fabulous point. Thank you for bringing that up. Two things with that. If you have moved for whatever reason, make sure that you are contacting the PBA office and changing your address. So many times things get really confused and entangled when people don't change their address. It's not something that you think about calling, because this is something that you do once a year. And if you just purchased a property this year, as in 2025, if you purchased that property before March the 15th-ish, you're going to get a bill that's going to have the previous owner at the top of it with in care of and your name. If it's after that, you need to make sure at closing what went on with that.
Okay.
Was money put aside for the escrow to be paid? Was money put aside for the taxes for the 25 tax year to be paid? And if so, who is supposed to be paying them?
Yeah.
Most likely, you're not going to get a bill, albeit we do work very hand-in-hand with the PBA office to get those addresses, and we will send out a new bill in an envelope to a new address. So be sure that you're checking on that, because if you purchase that home in September, it is not going to have your name on it, and most likely, unless you're moving into that home, it's not going to come to the right address.
So there's a lot of ins and outs to it. Look, there's questions. There's words like escrow and all of those things that can be confusing. But that's what this sweet lady is there for. Make sure you give her a call. What is your number?
270-365-2088. Any of us there in the sheriff's office will be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. If we don't know the answer to it, we will help you find an answer.
We got higher percentages every single year as far as how many people are going in and paying their taxes on time and early and getting the benefits, right?
We had a 97% collection rate last year.
That's almost unheard of. Like, that's tough to do.
That's really good. We tried diligently to make this as painless as possible. Let's face it, we all pay property taxes. We don't like it either, but it's just part of it.
What is that? The two sure things in life is death and taxes.
That's exactly right.
You know? Give them a call if you need it. Be looking in the mailbox, and let's get 98% this time. That's
what
we'll
awesome.
Shoot for. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be fantastic.
I'm telling you, you're also going to see them at Halloweeny downtown, so make sure you come by and say hi. And you're going to probably be hearing from this lady two or three times before tax season is
over. We hope
done.
So. We try to get the word out as much as we can because we want everybody to be prepared.